this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you. For my way.
Please keep in touch.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Network, again debuting another show, and this show's unbelievable, game planning for your business success with NFL star Anthony Griggs. Anthony, how are you, man? And it's great that we have decided to come up with a great show name, and tell us about who our amazing guest is today, and how, again, we're going to rely on talking about how important it is to plan for business success, right, Anthony?
Neil, great to talk to you, man. Great to finally get a hold of you. And before I tell you about who our guest is today, to those who don't know me, my name is Anthony Griggs, and I had a background mostly in sports. Coming from New Jersey, ended up at Villanova, ended up at Ohio State for 1 year, and getting drafted and played in the NFL for 7 years and actually coached in the NFL for 13 years. So I had a lot of background in sports. And so this game planning for your business success comes from a idea of taking business as sport. And I wanted to have somebody on here who had a great career, somebody who is well-renowned and known for his diligent and his discipline of work. And not only that, a high proficiency of getting it done. Today's guest is none other than, and every Pittsburgher should be listening to this, or they will, they'll record it or whatever, is Damani Dirt Dawson, number 63, former Pittsburgh Steeler, only team he's ever played with, playing for 13 years. Where do I start with Damani Dawson? Because of his Hall of Fame that he was inducted in 2012. You know, he's drafted in the second round. He played along with Mike Webster. Mike Webster was the center. The other center of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Damani Dawson, okay?
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
How you doing, my man?
I am doing well, doing well. Hey, just out here in sunny California, man, enjoying the weather.
I know you're loving it. I know you're loving it. Damani, it's great to talk to you. Damani, and you heard the format of the program, game planning for your business success. You know, offense and defense, from a game standpoint and being in the game, you were an offensive player, I was a defensive player, and you understand some of the things from an offensive mindset. And you understand how to go score a touchdown and get in the end zone. And I think in business, you have to do some of the same things. Damani, if you can tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what you've done in your life since you've stopped playing football and how that directly relates to being an offensive-minded person in the business world.
Well, you know, Anthony, after I retired, you know, I was doing commercial development with one of my neighbors who had a commercial development company. And then I guess when the belly up of, you know, the subprime market around 2007 or so, I was able to get out of it around 2009.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, and it was horrible at that time. Well, I guess about 2009, 2010. But after that, then I had a transition where I transitioned here to California, where I had an opportunity with a buddy of mine who owns a promotional product company called Primetime Plus in New Jersey. So I do all these different events. I'm around a lot of people, so I'm able to network. And so, you know, it's a promotional product company where, you know, we do conventions. You know, anybody who has a business who wants to promote any kind of event or their business, we can get any product on the market. And, you know, and it's great because, I mean, really, you know, some of the values and stuff that you learn playing football, you know, like teamwork and commitment, integrity, courage, respect, you know, striving for excellence and, right. you know, just, you know, all of those concepts and values that you learn in athletics. And as an offensive lineman as well, you know, you can transcend not only the football field, but go into the business world and be successful as well.
Now, Dermoni, I wanted to jump to that really, Anthony, really quickly. Dermoni talking about how he was able to transition. The important thing that Dermoni sees is his brand. And when the real estate market changed, you knew that you had to utilize your brand in so many ways to look for another opportunity, right? And it looks like the company you're with now, brand development, such an important thing. So living your brand all the time, Dermoni, from the days of being a Pittsburgh Steeler to today is very important to you, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And, you know, some guys don't have the foresight, nor do they have the right opportunities to kind of make that happen. You know, some guys don't go into business. Right. You know, I had to go into business. I tell you what, if I was making the money these guys are making now, you know, I could have my own little business. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy just how things kind of happen, you know, and some people are successful in business and, you know, you have failures in business each and every day. You
exactly.
know, it's not a guarantee that any business is going to flourish. But, I think if you have the right people around you, it really enhances and makes it a little easier.
Surrounding yourself with the right people. Yes.
With the right people. Yeah. You know, because we only know what we've been exposed to and we're not professionals in every aspect of business. And sometimes you just kind of learn on the fly, but if you have somebody who is a good, you know, teacher and helps you understand the business world, I think it's a little easier to make that transition.
I agree. I totally agree. And what company wouldn't want to have a Dermoni Dawson or the Dermoni Dawson as a representative of their company? Dermoni, you said a lot of things there, and I'm going to relate it back to football or even a sport like football. You know, you got to make plays to move the ball down the field. You got to get first downs. You got to execute. You got to do your individual position. You got to do that at a high level. And you've been able to do it far and extremely at a high level. And so when you talk about execution and just getting it done, sometimes people don't understand how do you do that, the process of disciplining yourself or getting ready, having practice, having the look squad and getting through that. Do you do some of that now of getting yourself prepared for success?
Well, you know, I mean, if I have a company that I'm approaching and I don't know a whole lot about the company, I go on the company website and look, you know, yes. what the company does and what their mission statement is and, you know, some of the products that they, I look at their logos. I look at the CEO and who, you know, just the whole, you know, what the mission is for the company itself. You know, and that, I think that's an integral part of it because, I mean, you got to know what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with. And I think, you know, preparation is the key. And, you know,
yes.
that's one of the things we learn from football as well, you know, preparation, getting ready for your opponent. So this is just another realm in the business world, but you still can apply the same principles, you know, that we learned in football as well. And, you know, you just have to focus on the company and research the company and know what you're dealing with before you go in there and start talking because you don't want to sit there and discredit yourself. Well, you really don't know what we do for our business and what our business really is and what we're about as a company. So that's what I try to do is I try to research companies and I try to, you know, make sure I understand which direction they're going before I even do a presentation for anybody.
That's such a great point.
Kind of
so Anthony, he's using how much you guys would be on watching film and preparing before Sunday. And what Anthony's telling us, Dermoni, is that we can do the same thing in business. So if we were an athlete that prepared and learned preparation to be at the highest level, which you two attained playing in the NFL, everyday people listening to this program have to understand that successful people prepare, Dermoni, right? They prepare before
you've
got a game plan. Yes. If
That's
you don't
right.
have it, you look unprofessional and not ready. And we've seen it, Dermoni, many times where people aren't like that are not prepared for whatever can happen.
Yeah, and exactly. and it's not a guarantee that the research and stuff that you do, sometimes you're going to fail, and sometimes I don't care how good your presentation is. Sometimes, some people just don't want to hear it, even though you're prepared. They may not have an interest at that time, so you will have some failures, and you have to bounce back and look for the next opportunity.
And there are opportunities out there. And the thing about it is, when you're in that huddle on the field, and just like you're in a huddle of a family or a huddle of a corporation, and they call a play that they want to have by the end of this month, they want to have certain numbers or have certain things done. Your kid's going to school, needs money, whatever they're calling you for. You got to have an idea of just an adjust to that. And I want to just talk on one thing. You being an offensive lineman, you understand it. When they talk about it's going to be a run play or a pass, there's an air game and there's a ground game for people. And I want to define that, what that is. A ground game is when you're beating the person face to face, when you are in front of them and you are shaking hands and you're actually physically there. That's a physical game. And you as an offensive lineman, you understand that. The air game is when you're doing stuff over the internet, when you're sending out emails, you're doing stuff on social media, you're texting people, you're calling people. That's the air game. And so your relationship on each one of those, you have to really try to craft your own individual brand, as you had said earlier, about who you are and getting people to do that for you if you aren't really good at that. But you, being the Hall of Famer you were and the exemplary Steeler that you were, you had to do both at a high level. How did you balance that? And how do you balance it now with the air game and the things I described and your ground game when you're in front of people?
Well, when I meet people, that's the first impression. So I think that's the most important thing is, first impression, because people make a first impression of you the first time they meet you, based on, and what I like to do is I like to make sure that I never tell anybody I play football. And I think sometimes they think size wise that maybe he played sports, but I really like people to kind of judge me on my character and the knowledge that I bring to the table, as opposed to being judged as a former football player. So I think that first meeting is instrumental when it comes to business, that first introduction. And then, once you move to the air game, it's totally different, as far as over the internet and sending information to, potential clients. You got to have a backup plan too, because not every presentation fits. Once you talk to the person and make that introduction, you start talking over the internet about certain products or whatever it may be, business. You got to kind of tailor it and then also have some other options available for them as well. In my business anyway, for the promotional product company, we have to have multiple presentations ready, because sometimes, they just don't, may not be the right product, may not be the right price point. Or we just completely get it all wrong and we need some more guidance. So that's how I prepare for it.
It's interesting. You talk about the air game and the ground game, Anthony. I love this. I'm enjoying this already, learning this stuff. I'm excited to be your co-host. X's and O's and this different thing. And I love how he's bringing out the air game as the internet and the ground game is meeting people firsthand. When you talk about specifically enough, that preparation, Dermonti, and to identify those specific things when you look at a company, I look at it, the pain points in sales. And you're looking at, if you're interested in them, you got to find their pain points, what they really need help with. A lot of times we sell people products and services, Dermonti, that are not needed. So relate that to the
we have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
The NFL in a way like Anthony just did. Relate that to your game plan where you wanted to find the pain points of your opponent, right? The things that didn't work really well for them, where they their weaknesses. While in business, you want to find them to help them. So there's a totally different atmosphere between those two, right?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, for me, it's a little different on the promotional product side because really – You have to talk to the person first and see exactly what they need, you know, and who they've been working with in the past. You know, did they deliver the right products, you know, from the description that they gave you? So it's a little different in the promotional product world because it's more definitive because they can tell you exactly what they want. And you just have to deliver, you know, go out and look in the marketplace and see if you can find the products they're looking for or interested in. You know, and then print them up, you know, samples, send it to them via email, and just kind of go from there. But it is a little different in the promotional product world. But I guess the same principles still apply.
Yep. But it's, again, identify
business or in insurance policies, whatever the case. You have to be
relationship guys that ever played the game. And I'm glad you got the notoriety. I'm glad you're on with it, and I'm sure – there's more. We have to get you back on the show sometime. Neil?
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
Well, how I want to add is I think that it's important to look at in life where you're going next. And Dermonti showed us that in so many ways. When you look at successful people that have reached the highest level in sports and constantly try to attain that in the game of life, you have to listen to these people. You have to look at what they do differently than the average person does. And you two definitely do it differently in a way that everyone should program their lives. Because if we don't have a plan and no direction, there's no purpose, Dermonti.
And in fact,
without a purpose, you're not going to be passionate every day. You're not going to be excited to meet the day. It just really becomes just why we have such mental health issues with different people or feeling depressed, even though maybe they're not mentally, that's not really a mental health issue. It's more of they don't have direction. And that's what you try to do when you talk and speak to young people, right, Dermonti, or different people, is to try to explain that the importance of having a purpose.
That's right. You know, because I'm going to be doing a series called The Heart of the Hall of Famer. And what we try to do, we talk about, you know, some of the values that made us Hall of Famers, you know, and speaking on character and some of the things that help you build character. You know, we talk about commitment. We talk about integrity. We talk about courage, you know, after you have a failure, you know, respect, and also striving for excellence. And so that's some of the things I try to talk to young kids about. You know, building character, because I mean, you see a lot of people that are, you know, athletically gifted but lack character. And I would rather, you know, you want your legacy. You want people to remember you for the person you are, the way you treated those guys, you know, for your first meeting or just whatever you may do and whoever you may meet. You don't want them to say, you know, football player. I don't want people to define me as just a football player. I want those guys to define me on my character, the way that I treat them and the way that I carry myself. And that's what we try to preach to some of the kids in the high schools.
That's so great. And that's something else that you did not bring up that you're currently doing. So awesome. And so that Anthony, anything else to add to what Germani was talking about? Another thing that he does, again, is speaking with young people and really public speaking, a big, big thing for both of you guys, right, Anthony?
Oh, no doubt. I think when you talk to people, they're going to quickly, as you said, they might make a first impression.
Yes.
But they're not going to care what you say until they know how much you care.
That's right.
And that's what it comes down to, business, relationships, whatever. Game planning for your business success, it's game planning for your life success, because life is a sport, and you can win it. And when you have people on like Damani who's able to do both pretty well, then you got to listen. I've learned a lot of things from Damani now, and Damani's, even though he's a little younger than me, he's like a mentor to me in a lot of ways of the things that he's done and things that he's doing. I will always try to, going forward, to be bouncing some things off of you, Damani, just to tell you on the path that I'm on and some things that I'm doing, and other people can do the
same.
Okay.
Hey, sounds good. Sounds good, Anthony.
Fantastic. And I hope that people have learned something from this. I hope you did not just listen. Hope you're going to try to implement, execute, ground game, air game, okay? Rise above the adversity, all the things that Damani talks about. Damani, any lasting words on success? What's it really going to take?
Consistency and commitment. Those are the two keys.
Great.
Wow.
Great points. Wow. And is there a place, do you have a website, Damani, for people to connect with you? Or tell us about, again, the promotional company that you are working with as well, their information. This is what we try to do on this platform, is give an opportunity for people to promote things that are currently going on for you.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I just do it, you know, when I'm doing some of the different events, you know, it's kind of just talking to people and seeing, you know, trying to get a feel for people. Do they need anything, you know, promotional product wise? But the company is called Primetime West. And so the company is based out of Neptune, New Jersey, called Primetime Plus. But I have the Western division of the company here in San Diego, California. And okay. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing, and going to continue to do that for a while.
Awesome. Well, I'm from New Jersey. I'm glad it's from Neptune. I know exactly where it is. If you need any help with anything, let me know. I'm from New Jersey, too. So, Monty, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your words. But thank you so much for the future of looking at things a little differently, changing the paradigm. Neil,
all right.
Thank you so much for making this opportunity.
Thank you.
Yes, and also, Anthony, connect with you for our listeners out there who want to connect with you, Anthony. Where can they go?
They can go to www.ag2n, A-G, the number 2, and the letter N.com.
All right, guys. Well, okay. Again, that was a great show, guys. Take care, guys, and thanks for coming on.
All right, hey, thank you. All right, take care. Anthony, take care. Neil, take care. All right, you're okay. See ya. All right, bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hi everyone
and welcome to the Neil Haley Network's Dr. Christopher Hall Show, and I'm excited to welcome the program Dr. Christopher Hall. Dr. Hall, how are you? And our guests the first 4 weeks have just been so inspiring, or 5 weeks, I lose track of them, but I mean, they've just been so unbelievable stories, different backgrounds, but yet the success they've been able to bring has been unbelievable. Dr. Hall, wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree.
So this will be our first woman guest of the Dr. Christopher Hall Show, and she is just inspiring, and definitely inspiring many people. So go ahead and introduce our guest.
Well, it's my pleasure to introduce international model, an award-winning producer, and animal welfare advocate, Miss Katie Clearing. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Hi, thanks for having me. Awesome. It's great for it's great to chat with you again. I've been watching your story and how what you've been able to do, and it's awesome. And and I could see that passion when we were talking years ago. All right, Dr. Hall, go ahead with the first question.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, tell us about your childhood. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in Chicago, a single mom, and she raised me pretty much, I would say, by herself with a little bit of help with my grandparents, and always, you know, big animal loving family. So it really started from when I was really young. We would rescue, oh my gosh, from, you know, kittens, bottle feeding kittens, to puppies, to squirrels, to, you know, rabbits, anything, you know, that was in need. We would rescue them, rehabilitate. You know, starting entertainment at a young age, I thought, well, you know, this is another platform I can definitely use, you know, to give them a voice. And for me, it was specifically endangered species. So I was new that I was going to be heavily involved in that somehow. And I believe, you know, I believe it was a calling, really, when I was a child.
It definitely sounds like a calling for you, for sure, in that time period. What, when we talk about, you know, when you were young, did you think you were going to be involved? Did you have kind of understanding a passion or certain things at that time period growing up?
Yeah. It was, you know, it was about like 11 or 12, and it was really, really have to go through it and memorize everything and all the species, and whether it's, you know, from the medium-sized cats, the servals, the ocelots, to, you know, all the way up to the Siberian tiger. I just was really obsessed with cats, and, you know, we would also rescue cats. So I didn't have dogs growing up, just cats. So it really stemmed from the feline species, and then realizing that there was only, at that time, 5,000 tigers remaining in the wild, and it was just heartbreaking to think that we're losing these species. And this was, you know, I was, gosh, 25 years ago. So, you know, now there's, you know, we kind of maintain the species, but sadly, there's only about 2,500 left in the wild. There's more tigers remaining in captivity in Texas than there are in the whole world. And so, you know, the heartbreaking thing is that it's, you know, if we don't do something in the next 5 years, we might lose not only tigers, but the big five in Africa. I mean, rhinos are on the brink. We lost the last northern male white rhino, Sudan, 2 years ago. So we filmed actually his gravesite, and then the last two females that are remaining in Olpejitan, Kenya, for a documentary I'm doing. And, you know, it's a pretty urgent crisis right now. I mean, we're in the sixth mass extinction called the Holocene extinction, and it's extinction based on human impact. And so this is, you know, having to do with our emissions, meat consumption, climate change, pollution. It's all human impact. Before it wasn't. It was just a, you know, natural process. But this is a whole different ballgame we're in right now. So, you know, the Earth can't sustain this many people and what we're doing to it. We're taking and not giving. And so yeah. So I mean, you know, it kind of stemmed from, I think I would say, a calling. It was a calling. I have very strong faith in God and Jesus, and it was calling from my faith. I always knew it was going to be about the animals. I went,
oh, wow,
you know, that's through an unconventional way, but it was a calling.
Incredible.
Yeah, and I know it's interesting, yeah. Dr. Hall, when she talks about this, is she's talking about animals. Again, what she's known for, which is now she's known for, is animals, but at that beginning point. And that's a theme that we've had on the Dr. Christopher Hall show, is even whatever their career, where they're most known for at first, which we talked about. We had professional athletes on, Olympians on, Katie, and so the basically what we learned from all of them is that they use that platform to go to their passion later on. And Dr. Hall, you see that as well with, as an emergency room doc, how you are looking towards young people as your big platform, Dr. Hall, right?
You're certainly right. And I mean, and Katie's certainly a trailblazer, certainly in modeling, and also with the animal rights, and certainly in the emergency room, you know, you have to have the same drive. And she is certainly showing young women out here how important it is to have confidence and be yourself. So that's great.
Thank you so much. Thanks. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people do have a platform, whether it's small, whether it's big, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, they should use it, you know, for something that I believe that will outlive them, that will be around for much longer than they will be. And we live such short, you know, life is precious and it's very short. And so I think that, you know, we have to, you know, use this short time to raise awareness.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
For something greater than ourselves. And I think if everyone picked that one thing, that mission, I think this world would be a different place. And, you know, so that's kind of what I'm trying to do. You know, I just turned 38 last week and still involved in entertainment, but I really feel like now is kind of the next chapter in my life to really take this to the next level and, you know, start working on more legislation, working on the second documentary right now. Hopefully we'll get that on Netflix and, you know, get that all finished. And, you know, there's a lot to do and there's just such a short period of time to do it. So, you know, we're just trying to figure out how do we maximize our impact, you know, with the little time we have here, you know?
All right. We're going to take you back a little bit more to that in a second. Go ahead, Dr. Hall, with your next question.
Well, Katie, did you always want to be a model?
Oh, I just lost you.
No, did she say? Did she
can
say?
You hear me?
No, we heard it, and she must have heard. I heard a door or something. Did you always want to be a model, Katie? That's what he was asking.
Oh, did I always want to be a model? You know what? It was interesting. It was always about the animals, really. First, it was like veterinarian, zoology. You know, working with endangered species. That was kind of the first thing, and then I got discovered downtown Chicago. I was with my mom, and it was. It was just a scouting agent came up to me from, I think it was Elite's Kid Division, Stuart Talon at that time. And they said, you know, are you interested in modeling? And I said, yes. My mom wasn't really crazy about it. She didn't really like the industry. And, you know, it's a tough industry. You need very thick skin. And she really wanted me to, you know, continue my schooling and get a degree and then go on to do other, you know, bigger things. She just didn't believe entertainment was the way to go. And so I kind of pushed the issue a little bit, and then, you know, and then when I got involved in it, you know, it was 5 years down the road, I just thought, well, you know, it's a platform and it's growing. And then, you know, a lot of people listened to, you know, the Cindy Crawfords of the world at the time, it was Naomi Campbell, it was, you know, Tyra Banks, and, you know, they listened to them. And I thought maybe, you know, they would listen to me if I had something to say about animal welfare. So, yeah. And it worked.
And
20-something years later.
Well, as I said before, I look at even my platform back in the day that got me back in entertainment and teaching and all that. I utilize a lot of things from my days as a professional wrestler, what I do today, from communicating with people in business to communicating people on the radio to being an entertainer in general. If I wouldn't have had that experience, but would I want to go back into the squared circle at 46, even though guys are wrestling in their 60s? I don't miss that part of it. At times I do, Dr. Hall, but it's interesting to talk about. Katie sees absolutely that her platform, Dr. Hall, is animal rights, and it's such world animal rights, and she saw it from the beginning, yet her kind of goal, Dr. Hall, got sidetracked with modeling, but she saw how important that opportunity that was presented to her, Dr. Hall, and she went for it, so that now people will hear her out more than just if she was an everyday person being an advocate. So she, and then she takes that entertainment area to do her passion. So I really think that's amazing, Dr. Hall. So don't you agree?
Very much so. And again, her story is very, very inspiring. Particularly when you think about all of the young ladies there in Chicago, and a little bit about that. I went to school there at Northwestern, that has seen her rise and what she's done. So, yeah, it's great.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks. I love Chicago. Chicago is amazing. Northwestern is such a great school, and I do miss Chicago. I miss Chicago. It's just I miss the people, and yeah, everyone's so down to earth, and you know. But it's freezing. The weather. I can't do the weather. So stay where it's warm.
All right. Shout out to
tell
one.
Us about,
yeah, go, Dr. Hall. I was going to say shout out to our Chicago state, our Chicago affiliate. All right, go ahead, Dr. Hall. The next question.
Oh yeah, I wanted to ask Katie if she could tell us about how she got on America's Top Model.
Yeah,
I think she summarizes it.
Yeah, it was kind of a funny story. It was I was in college and I got this random email, you know, saying something that you maybe should try out for, and I didn't, you know, they didn't send me a link or anything. This is like, you know, way back in the day where it was, you know, the internet wasn't what it is now, and social media wasn't the same. So it was, you know, very like the AOL days, you know. And so I don't know who this email came from. It was just so random, and I just started searching, what is this contest, you know, that I should try out for, apparently. And so I finally found it and sent in a video. They lost the first video, so I had to send in another one. And I did it myself, just, you know, sitting on my bed studying in college, and just took a chance. And then Tyra Banks called me, and she said, you know, first she's like, oh, you know, I'm really sorry you didn't make it. And I'm like, oh, you know, that's okay, no worries. And I said, you know, if you don't mind me asking, like, what was it? You know, and she said, girl, she's like, I'm just messing with you. She said, you know, pack your bags, you're going to LA. And I'm like, what? And so before that, they had me rent a video recorder actually from college, and I set it up by the phone because they wanted to catch my reaction, and then send in the tape, you know, for the actual show, the first season. So yeah, so that's how it all started. And then you know, coming to LA, I'm like, wow, this is a great town. I like this town, and maybe eventually I'll move here, you know. So
Interesting.
And that was a while ago.
So it has been a while ago, but I think that you've learned so much from that experience. What'd you learn from Tyra from that experience? The kind of
I would say having thick skin. I mean, they weren't very easy on me. They were really tough on me. Because I was pretty confident back then, because I knew, you know, I knew who I was, I knew what I wanted. I even spoke about the animals and animal welfare back then, and they really liked that. I think Janice Dickinson had said something about that, but they were really hard on me. And so you know what it was? I knew it was all for TV. I knew it was all for show. And I thought, God, this is just a stepping stone, you know? And when I was eliminated second, I thought, okay, well, I can now go back and finish college and then move out to LA sooner. And that's exactly what I did. And then, you know, I would just say that they, great, you know, taught me to have thicker skin and be confident, stand up for yourself, and don't let anyone give you shit. and, you know, stand your ground. That's what they taught me.
Awesome.
That's a great, great thing. And see, that's where I think that I look at my experience in entertainment and how I learned the cutthroat world and then going into business and now things and even dealing with entertainment today, that you just basically have to just deal with it. Some people are not going to like you. And I wish I had the advice from the beginning, Katie, when I was in pro wrestling, that it's a business and that whatever they're saying, it's because they're either jealous of you or they're really just trying to help you, but this is how they do it. And I think that we as entertainers have to understand that and not want to be constantly told we're great, because when that happens, they're just blowing up our butts. And we have to understand that, because really, truly, if they're being a true person, they're going to tell you the truth. And Dr. Hall, that's the entertainment business in general, that you basically have to have that thick skin and understand that you're going to get tons of no's. You're going to hear a lot of bad things, but every day you just got to keep striving for the very best.
Yeah. And I apply that, you know, animal welfare, you know, with what we're doing with legislation. You know, we were doing an anti-deforestation bill, and it was headed to, I think, the House floor vote. No, I'm sorry, the Senate floor vote in California. And it didn't pass. And it was right when the fires hit in the Amazon. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me right now? This is an anti-deforestation bill to protect our rainforest. And also, you know, protect California from purchasing anything from deforested land. So we wouldn't do business with companies that have completely decimated the rainforest. At the same simultaneously, when the Amazon's on fire and they wouldn't pass it. And
yes.
I'm thinking, my God, we're, you know, everything's so backward. Why is this? We thought for sure that it was a go. We would be able to not only save the rainforest, but save the species, the millions of species that live there, you know, that are going extinct as a result of our greed, you know, the fact that the Brazilian president,
yes,
opened up the rainforest, Amazon, to logging and the paper and pulp industry and the palm oil industry, which is destroying everything. So, you know, just like that, I mean, that was a big piece of legislation that we now have to fight this next year for. We're going to reintroduce it, hopefully. And I'm just, you know, just applying all those things I learned 20 something years ago, just being in entertainment and learning, you have to keep fighting. You have to keep fighting for what
exactly.
You want. Exactly. And of course, this is such a greater issue. I mean, I'm not fighting for myself. This time I'm fighting for the animals. I'm fighting for our world, our environment, our rainforest. And so this is a much bigger fight this time, you know,
yes.
and for the future of what I'm going to be doing. So, yeah.
It's definitely,
yeah, so
it's
you know,
huge.
Like that.
Yeah. And that's definitely, and that it's a huge fight in so many ways. And it's like, I'll go put my education hat on right now. And as I'm going to pass it back to Dr. Hall after that and say, ultimately, what's really sad is based on specific people's opinions or what they think is right, other people's voice does not count. We this based on specific beliefs instead of together. Working together to run the United States or the world in a way that's going to be best for everyone, not just a collective few. And I think that's where Katie has so much of her passion, Dr. Hall.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I see some very important points that have been made to the young people out here and young women in general. Because Katie talked about basically, you know, the influence her mom had on her, okay? And then she talks about having confidence. And so, yeah, I mean, she's a very inspiring figure.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. And both, you know, both of you are as well. I mean, I think it's just us coming together. I mean, we don't all have to have the same passion, because then this world would be boring, right?
Right.
So we're all individually, you know, unique, and we all have our own mission on this earth for this short period of time we're here. And so if we can just raise enough awareness and inspire more people to use their voice to speak on behalf of maybe those that don't have one, or, you know, it could be any issue. It could be, you know, cancer, AIDS. It could be, you know, building wells in Africa, endangered species, of course, the environment. I mean, there's a million issues, and this earth needs help right now, and people need help, and animals need help. And so we're kind of at a crossroads, I would say. It's going to go one of two directions in the future. It's going to continue to go downhill, or we can turn this around rather quickly if we all get on board. And I see a change. I do see a change, but we have to fight harder. This is, it's not going to just change on its own.
It's all,
you know,
it's,
we're the cause of it.
Right. It's all about education. And a show like this, especially with Dr. Hall bringing his educational point of view and myself bringing my educational point of view, not always I get these opportunities with celebrities to talk this deeply about something they're passionate about that is not relating to entertainment in certain ways. But again, we're going to find out soon in this story how you're using your expertise in entertainment and modeling to help really bring awareness. So Dr. Hall with the next question.
Katie, tell us about any one of your latest projects.
Yeah, so I just got back from Zimbabwe about 2 weeks ago, and we were actually doing some filming for my news network, World Animal News, down there. So we went on the Cecil the Lion safari, and it was I'm sure you guys remember what happened with Cecil, the lion that was being tracked by Oxford years ago, and he was shot with a bone arrow and then hunted weird out of, the park, in Hoying National Park, and then killed by a trophy hunter. And so, they're now trying to, turn the story around and raise awareness for, canned lion hunting and trophy hunting and to try to end it, because it's sadly legal in, many African countries, as well as the United States. It's legal in Texas and, other places like Ohio. So, people just don't know it's really happening, and when you let them know it's happening, they're shocked. So, so we were out there raising awareness for that, as well as our anti-poaching team that we've supported.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcasters' pages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com. Worldwide. This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Pretty much from the beginning, it's called International Anti-Poaching. It's all-female anti-poaching team in Zimbabwe and led by Damian Meander. He's the head of the organization, and his idea was to take, take these women from underprivileged communities. These women are orphans. A lot of them have children. Their husbands have left. They don't have any money, no running water, no electric. Sometimes they don't even have a roof over their heads. So we went there for the recruitment day, and talk about just, life-changing. They came in, their heads were down. They weren't even looking anyone in the eye. And it was all the recruits that had been recruited from 2 years ago, the first recruits who then interviewed them to become the new round of recruits. And, these women, it was just so powerful, and it was so moving, and they were telling their stories. And some of them couldn't speak English, so they were it was being translated. And it really touched my heart. And I said, wow, this is the reason why we came on board to help them. Using these women from disadvantaged communities, changing their life around, changing their communities, giving them a purpose. And now they're able to buy their own houses. They're able to support their families, their children. And not only that, using that model to protect endangered species and to bring old hunting grounds back to life. So that is what Akashinga is. It means the brave one. And that is the name of the all-female anti-poaching team. And the reason why they use females is because they're less corrupt and they're the eyes and the ears of the community. So they don't take bribes, like men. In this part of Zimbabwe, they've tested it, and these women are very loyal, and they stay true to what they believe, and they're, you know, they're true warriors. So they were in National Geographic. So that was, you know, for Peace for Animals, my foundation, you know, just to be involved with this amazing team and this amazing group of women. So it was amazing just to be out there. So that's, we were kind of, we went on two little trips in Zimbabwe, our two big trips. So yeah, so that was a big thing. And then filming the second documentary. So it's a follow-up to Give Me Shelter that was on Netflix that I produced. And this is called We Are One. So it's going to highlight all the issues that we touched on in the first one. And then we're going to add some factory farming, what's happening with the meat and dairy industry, undercover investigations, exposing all of the, you know, the truths to what's happening with animals in our environment around the world.
It's amazing to hear what you've done. And a question I ask is, I guess you really, to be able to do these documentaries and film them, if it wasn't for experiences like America's Top Model and being an international model, you wouldn't have been able to do this, right? So, you know, talked about this is your passion, you've always thought about it, but you didn't think this road would lead to where it's led, right? If you didn't have those things, just like you talk about, how many of those models are advocates for other things and have used their platforms to do it? Thinking about Cindy Crawford or a bunch of different ones that are doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I wish there was more. I don't feel like there's enough. I mean, a lot of, you know, they do things to raise their own profile, or, you know, and that's the sad thing about, you know, you see people on social media, and it's like, you know, how many selfies can you post, and how, you know, how much can you talk about, you know, where you're going, or where you're traveling, or what you're, you know, it's like, it's too much. It's too self indulging. And I feel like if somebody just used half of the time that they post selfies to post something about what they're, you know, something greater than themselves, a passion, or a purpose, to help, I think this world would be a different place. And I just encourage more actresses, models, actors, and, you know, entertainment people, athletes, you know, you name it, just to use their platform. God gave it to them for a reason, not for selfish reasons. There's a much bigger purpose here that people are missing.
Wow.
Words of advice, I guess.
you need to be going out there, Katie, and say, guess what? To all these celebrities out there, you have such a great platform. If you're a social media influencer or a top model or wherever, where people are watching, you can really make a difference. And I'm hoping my show and Dr. Christopher Hall's show, my network and Dr. Christopher Hall's show, can bring other types of celebrities like yourself on the program to talk about what they really are passionate about. It's very interesting when you get a 6-minute soundbite interview, which I've had with celebrities, and they never get to talk about their passion. They're talking about something, and then they have 1 minute to talk about it. So this is what I think, Katie, makes you excited, is when you get to really be on the radio for a longer period of time to talk about your passion, to tell people about it. That's got to make you feel really good.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's because you know that you're making an impact, or you hope making an impact. And I, you know, hope to do much more in the future, you know, like what Jane Goodall's doing. I mean, you know, she's in her 80s and she travels like 300 days out of the year.
And,
you know, she started as a child, you know, being the first researcher for chimpanzees and living with chimpanzees in the wild. And then, you know, look what she became, you know, she was ridiculed, you know, when she was a child, because, or, you know, not a child, but a teenager, because they said, well, you know, she's not a doctor. She's not a, you know, a scientist. And then she became a doctor because they were, you know, giving her so much crap, you know, and she made on the cover of National Geographic several times. And she really changed the game for young women, you know, and she gave them hope. But now we need a new person to look up to, or for the next generation. And I believe this person needs to be stronger. They need to be tough. They need, not that, yes, Jane wasn't tough and strong. She is, in a different way. She's very soft-spoken. She's, you know, she's British. She's very, you know, I'm the complete opposite of that. I'm very, you know,
yeah,
I'm in your face. I'm, you know, in a, not in a computational way, unless there's a poacher or a trophy hunter. But no, I mean, it's, you know, there's a certain, this is a new era. This is a new,
yes,
you know, a new beginning, I guess, you know, where we need women to really take the lead and speak up and be a voice for this earth and this planet and each other. So I think, hopefully, you know, hopefully I'll take the lead after James.
You're going to do it. You have that goal in mind. That's for sure. Dr. Hall, anywhere, any summaries from our, from what Katie just talked about?
Well, the first thing is I'm hoping that we can get her back on the show in the future. Very, very inspiring a message. And I'm just happy that she came today. So thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. God bless you guys and all of your amazing work as well.
And Neil, let me say this one last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, certainly as a doctor, I've examined over 19 years, many of hearts, and I would say certainly Katie has a heart of gold.
Oh, oh, wow. He's intelligent and charming, Katie. Best place we can find information on you.
And
where can we find information on you? Best place we can connect. Where for your fans?
On social media, you can follow me on Instagram, KatieCleary11. And then, of course, World Animal News is my news network. We do breaking news every single day around the world, India, Asia, Japan, Africa, United States. We have a small team of women that are working on that as we speak. And then Peace for Animals, if you would like to make a donation, it's at peace, P-E-A-C, the number 4, animals.net. And then please look out for my second documentary, We Are One. So I hope, you know, it'll be coming out next year. We're just, you know, we're working hard. There's a lot of footage we're getting through, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to finish it next year. So, yeah.
All right. And
very
we can,
exciting.
And by the way, Katie, we can, you can pick up Dr. Christopher Hall's book on Amazon, right? Dr. Hall, what's the book for Katie so that she can learn more about you?
That's perfect. Definitely.
Yeah.
Right. That's correct. And so the name of the book is called Ward of the Court. And it details my life as a child into Ward of the Court, through the foster care system and on to now a doctor in the ER. So
that's amazing. Oh my gosh. See using that experience to save lives, you know, and I think that, you know, you can't be a victim of your circumstances. And I think that's another thing that we can, you know, maybe close with is that a lot of people have gone through a lot in life. A lot of what we may not even know, you know, half the people that we talk to every day, what they're going through in their life, what they've gone through. But if you can use that and help to inspire others, like you've done, you know, being a doctor and like you've done being a professional wrestler, I mean, it's inspiring. So I think that, you know, you can't be a victim of your circumstances. You got to rise above.
Exactly. Well, thanks for calling and best of luck. And yes, you're invited anytime to come back on. Good talking to you. And thanks again, Dr. Hall for great commentary.
Sure.
Okay. That was the Dr. Christopher Hall's show, guys, and take care. Hi everyone. And welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Total Celebrity segment. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Harry Lennox and Diego Klotnoff of NBC's The Blacklist. How are you guys, Harry and Diego?
Terrific. How are you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. And can you believe, Harry, it's been this many seasons, The Blacklist, and how successful the show has been?
We're grateful for it. I don't know if I would have predicted it, you know.
I did.
Well, Diego did.
I turned to Harry when we were shooting the pilot. I said, this is it, pal. We're going to be here for a long time, you and me.
He said, settle in. But you know, we're very grateful, very fortunate. This isn't common for a network television show to do these many episodes this many years running. So we know that we got something special.
And so, and Diego, you predicted this. Did you? So you felt it something special when you did the pilot then? You're kind of going after Harry about that. But did you feel something special when you first got together with this crew?
I think we all did. You know, all joking aside, I think we, as soon as we read it, saw the characters and then met each other, I think it was evident from day one that we had something special and that, you know, you never know how it's going to be made. And I think we were quite pleased with in the beginning that, you know, we did catch lightning in a bottle. And it's been a few years since it's come out and we were the talk of the town, if you will. And but it's been amazing just to be part of it and be part of something that's been so successful, but then also to have such a great group of people that I'd consider my family as well.
So where do we see your character developing, Harry, in this season? You know, we've talked about so many different seasons.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA.
Cyberstation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyberstation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and Cyberstation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive Cyberstation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Cyberstation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The Cyberstation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberstationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.